Yesterday's total solar eclipse dazzled viewers in Idaho and across the nation. In the Gem State, crowds and traffic were predicted to reach astronomical levels, but thankfully the influx of visitors and vehicles remained manageable for the most part. Matt Gillum takes a look at what was expected and what actually happened.
One of the most picturesque and popular places to watch the eclipse in Idaho was Stanley. Perched in the Sawtooth Mountains, the tiny town was told to brace for 20,000 eclipse watchers coming in for the event. However, Stanley City Councilman Steve Bottai says the town probably got closer to 10,000 visitors.
It was as busy as I've ever seen it, I'll put it that way. Maybe busier in town, but everything went pretty well.
Bottai says traffic flowed smoothly in and out of the rural community both before and after the eclipse. According to him, the real jams came from people
hiking up into the mountains, and the trailhead parking just got totally out of hand.
Still, Bottai calls the event a success and thinks people had a great experience. Echoing the positivity and relief is Matthew Condi with AAA Idaho. He says people heeded the organization's recommendations to pack supplies and plan for long drives.
We were pleasantly surprised. An event of this nature is too unique to underestimate, and you certainly don't want to fall on that side of the coin. Overestimating is so much better. So I think that we gave it its proper due.
Condi says there was a lull in requests for roadside help during the eclipse because people were where they wanted to be. However, after the spectacle concluded, AAA was flooded with calls. The one area that did see extensive delays post-eclipse was Interstate 15 going south from Idaho Falls. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.